Right, let's take a final look at your sport this afternoon. It's a big weekend in the Betway Premiership as football fans look forward to the Soweto Derby tomorrow. Orlando Pirates boss Jose Ribeiro knows the challenge that stands in their way. Kaizer Chiefs, who are hungry to bounce back from a disappointing 2-1 defeat against Marumo Gallants. The Buccaneers, on the other hand, aim to close the gap at the top of the league as they trail Mamelodi Sundowns by 12 points and seek consolation from sinking out of the CAF Champions League.
It's a must for us, it's a must for our fans, it's a must for our club, same way that it is for Kaizer Chiefs. That's the important thing in a derby. We're going to celebrate a massive football day one more time.
Amakhosi are winless in their last six league matches, playing three draws against Cape Town City, TS Galaxy and Chippa United, and have lost against Richards Bay FC, Golden Arrows and Bloemfontein side Marumo Gallants. The clash between Orlando Pirates and Kaizer Chiefs at the FNB Stadium is at 3 o'clock tomorrow. There is action to look out for tonight. AmaZulu are at Kings Relatini Stadium, where they play host to Polokwane City at 7:30. The other KZN teams in action this weekend: Golden Arrows, who play host to Stellenbosch at the Mpumalanga Stadium tomorrow at the same time as the Soweto Derby. And then closing off the action on Sunday, Richards Bay are away to TS Galaxy. That one getting underway at 3 o'clock. And then over to some rugby news. Tickets for the Springbok season opening clash against the Barbarians in June go on sale on Tuesday next week. Now, it's the first time the international invitational outfit will play in South African soil. The match taking place on the 28th of June at the DHL Stadium. Now, the clash will serve as a great way for the World Cup winners to get into match mode ahead of the Castle Lager incoming series, which features two tests against Italy on the 5th and the 12th of July, and one against Georgia on the 19th of July. And then the Blitzbox are gunning for a spectacular end to their season at the World Sevens World Championship in Los Angeles. Coach Philip Snyman says this final tournament will define their year, with South Africa set to face France, Great Britain and Argentina in Pool A.
We're going to need to be at our best. It's a top eight playing in the grand finale, so we need to be at our utmost best in every single game. We need to go out firing. We need to be consistent throughout the weekend and to be clinical.
And some cricket to wrap up the afternoon. The Proteas women's squad will need to bounce back from two defeats in the Tri Nations series in Sri Lanka. And the hostesses beat the South Africans by 5 wickets with 21 balls remaining, reaching the target of 236 in the 47th over. Now, the Proteas get the opportunity to bounce back on Wednesday when they battle.